الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the creed and the religion of Nabi Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, and the fact that Nabi Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام and Nabi Yaqub عليه الصلاة والسلام, both of them exhorted the children and enjoined upon them to be from the sincere and genuine believers before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the current verse here we see the account of the incident of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. When death comes to him, he summons his children and he asks them a question. And here in this particular verse we see the khitab, the address is towards the Jews and Christians, Yahud and Nasara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them this question: أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Were you Jews and Christians present when death came to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked them a question? In other words, you were not present at that time to know what question Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam asked his sons. And what did Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam ask his sons? إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said to his children, what are you going to worship after my demise? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ. The children responded by saying, we will worship your ilah, your God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ilaha abaik, and the God of your forefathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, ilaha wahida, we will worship one Allah, wa nahnu lahu muslimun, and we are submitting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah, we see in this verse, look at the care and the concern of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the solicitude of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam for their children, that they become from the genuine and sincere mu'mineen and muslimin before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect and save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, we see also in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the same message: Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also instructed by Allah, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and warn your clan, your nearest kin and family members. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. That is a ummah, that is a nation, a community that has already passed away. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. For them is what they have earned, and for you is what you have earned. In other words, their good deeds cannot suffice for your misdeeds, for your bad deeds. And in the same way Allah says, وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, nor will you be questioned about what they used to do. In other words, each and every person will have his own worry and concern on the day of Qiyamah about his own deeds. Quran says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No heavily burdened soul shall be made to bear the burdens of another soul. In hadith in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ بَطَّعَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. That person whose bad deeds, whose misdeeds has pulled, that person who is pulled back by his misdeeds, that person who is pulled back by his misdeeds, لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ, that person will not be pushed forward by his ancestors. That person who is pulled back by his misdeeds will not be pushed forward by his ancestors. In other words, a person, it's not about who he is or which pious family he comes from. The idea is each and every person will have his own worry and concern on the day of Qiyamah about his own a'mal that will count. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah says, وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. You shall not be questioned about what they used to do. So in other words, each and every person will have his own worry on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to do good a'mal so that they will count for us on the day of Qiyamah.